Today's shir is a Masech to Sukh on Daf Mem Ches. We will begin four lines from the top of the Amid with the first of the three Mishnayos on this Amid. These three Mishnayos elaborate on what we learned before in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. In the first line of the Mishnah there, we learned HaHalel VaSimcha Shmoina, and Sukkah V'Nisach HaMayim is only Shiva. And the following three Mishnayos will discuss these various halachas. The first Mishnah will discuss Halal v'Simcha, the second Mishnah will discuss Sukkah, Shiva, and the third Mishnah will discuss the halachas connected with Nisuch HaMayim. Begins the first Mishnah, HaHalal v'Simcha Shmoina. The mitzvah of saying, as Rashi explains, the entire Halal is not only during Sukkot, but it's also for the eighth day for Shmini Atzeres. And the mitzvah of having simcha, which Rashi explains to mean eating from shlamim, is also not only during Sukkot, but it's also on Shmini Atzeres as well. Let us analyze both of these mitzvahs. The first one is Hallel, and here we have a very fundamental machlokes or rishonim. Rashi, before on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, said, Halel came tiknu neviim, that the neviim were misakein Halel, so it's only, according to Rashi, a mitzvah derabbanan. And the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Chanukah agree with Rashi, it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. To say Halel on Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres, Chanukah, Pesach, Shavuos, this is only a mitzvah derabbanan. However, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, says it's a mitzvah deraisa. He counts it as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. And the Ramban agrees with the Bahag. He learns it out from Mikroi Kodesh, or he says it's a halach l'moshe Mesinai. But there's a very fundamental machlokes here, whether it's a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. The nafka minna will be, if a person has a suffix, whether he said halal, the entire halal or not, does he have to repeat it? And if it's a din deraisa, suffix deraisa l'chumra, he would have to repeat it. If it's a din derabbanan, he would go l'kula, he would not need to repeat it. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us halacha l'maisa that he can assume that it is only derabbanan and he need not repeat the halal misafik. The mitzvah of simcha, as we said, refers to shalmei simcha, to eating from the korbanos shlamim, because in the zman of the Beis HaMikdash, the simcha was from eating the shlamim. And now the Mishnah goes on to say, ketzad, how does one perform this mitzvah? Melameh, this teaches us, shechayiv adam b'halel uv'simcha uv'chvoid yom teva achron shel chag, keshar kol yomai sechag. This teaches us that a person is obligated to say the halal, to eat the shalmei simcha, and to have kavod yomtiv ha'achron shachav, to have kavod on the last day of yomtiv, just like he has on the other 7 days of Sukkot. What would be the kavod yomtiv ha'achron? This would be ksus nekiyah, that a person would have a clean, laundered garment to put on. This would be the kavod of the yomtiv. There's a few ha'oris here on the Mishnah. The word melamed is a strange word. If you look at the second Mishnah, Sukkah, Shiva, Ketzad, it doesn't say melamed, gomer melachel. It just says Ketzad, and it goes on to explain it. Same thing the third Mishnah, Nisach HaMayim, Ketzad, it doesn't say melamed. What is this word here, melamed, trying to tell us in this first Mishnah? The Orach Lener brings down that there is here a fundamental stira, actually, that he asks from one Rashi to the other. And the Marsha asked this question as well. Rashi in Psachim on Daf Ayin Aleph says that the mitzvah of Simcha is only at night, as we're going to have in the Gemara, l'rabbis leile yom tov achron, that only the nighttime, but in the daytime, there is no mitzvah of simcha. However, Rashi in our sugya says definitely that there is a mitzvah of simcha in the day, and he says it's a kal v'chomer. If you have at nighttime simcha, a chiyuv to eat from the shlamim, certainly you have that chiyuv during the day. So the Achronim deal with this apparent stira in the two Rashis. Now, a question here is, Hallel is derabbanan, as we said, according to Shita's Rashi. Why would the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Beis, and likewise our Mishnah here on Mem Ches, put Hallel derabbanan before Simcha, which is a din d'oraisa? This is learnt out from a psukim in the Torah. So why would that be put first? So Tosfos in Psachim Ayin Aleph brings a raya to Shitas Rashi from these words, Hahalel vasimcha, that the Mishnah is putting as a unit together Halel and Simcha, and they're trying to, the Tana of the Mishnah is trying to say that Simcha is learned from Halel, just like Halel, the main mitzvah of Halel, is in the daytime, so too Simcha during the 7 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres, that the mitzvah of Simcha is also in the daytime. And this would be a riot to our Rashi over here, that the mitzvah of eating Shlamim, Shmini Atzeres, would be not only in the nighttime, but it would also be in the daytime. And this is learned from Hahalel. So then it comes out very good, the word Melamed. Hahalel vasimcha. Do you know why the Tana put together Hallel and Simcha? Because actually, if you think of it, the Mishnah here is saying the same thing that it said in the earlier Mishnah. It said a Hallel v'Hasimcha Shmoina, and then the Mishnah said over here, Ketzad Melamed Shechayavon b'Hallel b'Simcha. The only thing it's adding is Kavod Yom Tov Achron Shechag. But as far as Hallel and Simcha, it said the exact same thing in the first Mishnah. What's this Mishnah adding? So according to this Tosus, it's very good. The Mishnah is adding that not only is there a chiv at night in Simcha, there's also a chiv in the daytime. And where do I see that? I see that from Hallel. Hallel, the main mitzvah, is in the daytime. And just like this mitzvah is during the 7 days of Sukkot, it's also on the eighth day, and this would be a riot to Rashi Shita in our sugya, that there is a mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, of having Simcha through eating the Shlamim, during the daytime as well. Now it's very good what the Melamed is. This teaches us by the Tana putting the Hallel and the Simcha together, and in fact putting Hallel first before Simcha, when Hallel according to Rashi Shita is only the Rabbanan, it's Melamed that the Chiyuv is even in the daytime, like Rashi in our Sugya, and not like Rashi in Psachim Daf Ayin Aleph. So this Pshat would answer all the questions. The only thing we have to answer is the inyan of Kavod Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and it could be that the Mishnah here is adding that phrase, again learning it from Hallel. According to the Ramban, I heard this from Rabakowski Shlita, the Rashi of Yeshivas Har Samech, I believe it's his own pshat, that he wanted to say that according to the Ramban, where is Hallel learned from? The Pasuk of Mekroi Kodesh. Where is Ksus Nakiya, which is Kavod Yom Tov Achron, learned from? Also from Mekroi Kodesh. So the Tana put together Hallel V'Simcha to teach us a further halacha, that just like there is Hallel, which we learned from Mekroi Kodesh, so too the Mishnah here, that's the Hoysof of our Mishnah over the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Beis, that there is also, because of Mekroi Kodesh, an aspect of Kavod Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag of Ksus Nakiya. Begins the Gemara. Minoh Hani Mili. From where do we know, Rashi explains, from where do we know that there is a Chiyuv of Shlamim, of Simcha, on the eighth day? Because Rashi points out that it only says 7 days in the Pasuk. In order to understand the Rashi, let's review the Psukim in Parshas Re, which is in the Kriya of Aser to Aser. We have three Psukim. In Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Chag HaSukkos Tasel Chosh Shivas Yamim. In Pasuk Yud Dalet, it says, V'samachta V'chagecha. And in Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Shivas Yamim Tochoy G'lashem L'kecha. And then it says, V'yisa Ach Samech. So first of all, the Meforshim explain that if Chaga Sukkah is Tassel Choshivas Yomim, so the next Pasuk, V'samachta B'chagecha, refers back to that previous Pasuk of Shivas Yomim. Just like there's a mitzvah to make the Sukkahs for 7 days, there's a mitzvah to have Simcha for 7 days. And then the Pasuk is a yutura dekra. Rashi says clearly in Psachim Ayin Aleph, as we'll soon see. Rashi here doesn't say it as clearly, but he also says it, that we're learning from a ribui, because what is the second, the pasuk of Perik Tezayin, pasuk Tezvov, Shivas Yomim Tochag Lashem Lekecha, V'hayisa Achsameach, that's a Yitura Dekra. You already said that in the two previous psukim. It says V'samachta B'chagecha, and the Shivas Yomim of Chagasukas Tazla Shivas Yomim is going also on the V'samachta B'chagecha. So you've already said Simcha 7 days. Why are you repeating it? So that's where our Gemara now begins. Minoah Hani Mili, how do you know that on the eighth day there is also a mitzvah of Simcha? So Rashi says, what does it say beferish in the pasuk? It only says Shivas Yomim. So how do I talk? No, 8 days. The Tana Rabbana, we learned in a brisa. V'hayisa ach sameach l'rabois leila yom teva achrayin. So this Yitura dekra, and Rashi here, if you look at the Divri HaMaskel, the Rabbis Leila Yantav Achron, on the third line, Rashi says, the high Sameach Lamayasa. What does the word Sameach, this is what Rashi's trying to say, what he said in Psachim Ayin Aleph, that the Yitura Dekra, what's this whole extra word Sameach coming to teach you? You've already learned that in the previous two psukim. The answer is that it's Marbe, the nighttime of Shmini Atzeres as well. And Rashi, in that Divri HaMaskel, L'Rabois, continues that once we're marbe the night, says Rashi, in the middle of that Rashi, V'kivin this rabbi leila yantav ha'achorin, shehu tofel kal v'chomer hayoim shehu ikar, shechayiv b'simcha. So Rashi Shita here is clear that if there's a mitzvah on the nighttime, there's certainly a mitzvah in the daytime. Rashi then says, maybe it's being marbe shar leilois of Sukkis. No, that we learned earlier in the Masechta, that we learned out from Psukim, that Yomim Afilo Leilois, that the mitzvah by Sukkah is not only in the day, it's even in the night. So I don't need this Yitur of Vayisa Achsamech to be Marba the other nights of Sukkah. So what is it Marba? It's Marba Shmini Atzeres. And Rashi says, continues Rashi over there, he says, Valkorchach Lailas Rabbi Shehu Samach L'Shivas Yomim. The Kra, it's right next to the Shivas Yomim of the Pasuk. V'yoyim Asi B'Kavachaymer. I'll learn Yoyim from a Kavachaymer. V'ashmeinen Shabishlomim Anizbachim V'chagasuchis Yismachu B'Leil Shmein. You can't bring a Korban at night, but you'll bring the Korban on Ishana Rabbi. You'll shecht it. She'eino Yochel Akrivi B'Leil. You can't bring it at night. And Rashi's this is Nageir Sugim Psachim, whether you need Zvicha B'Shas Achila or not. So here it teaches us you don't need Zvicha B'Shas Achila. You'll make the Zvicha on Ishana Rabbah, and you'll eat it Shmini Atzeres at night. So this is Rashi Shita. As we mentioned before, that Rashi and Psachim learns, no, that Rashi says over there that since twice the Torah was Makbet, Shivas Yomim, that there should be Simcha, it means the daytime there is no Simcha. Rashi is Mamish Soyser, what he says over here, and the Achronim deal with this Stira. Now let's continue to the Gemara, and then we're going to speak out what the Achronim speak about a famous Gra on this Gemara. The Tana Rabbanu Vayusach Smech Lo Rabbis Leliyantav Achron. The Gemara says, "Oy Einoy Leliyantav Rishon." How do you know you're marba the last night of Shmini Atzeres? Maybe we're marba the first night of Sukkis. And then, if you don't, Rashi speaks out, if you don't need Zvicha B'Shas Achila, when will you be Zayveyach the Shlomim for the Suda at night, the first night? You'll be Zayveyach at Erev Yantav. You can't be Zayveyach at night. And you don't need a Zvicha B'Shas Achila, you'll do it Erev Yantav. Maybe that's what Vayisa Achsamech is Marba, the first day, not the eighth day. Kishu Oimer Ach. We know, Rashi and Psachim says this, we know Ach is always a miyut, Ach v'rak and miyut n'hein, chilek, the Torah is dividing, and the Torah is saying, one night you do have a ribui of simcha, and another night you do not have it. So the Gemara is saying, which night am I marbe? Shmini Atzeres. Which night am I not marbe? The first night of Sukkot. Frey the Gemara, ma reisa, why do you talk and say it that way? Ma reisa, la rabbis leli yontav achron, la hoitzi leli yontav arishon. Why are you marbe the night of Shmini Atzeres and you're not marbe the night of the first night of Sukkot? Maybe say the opposite. The Gemara answers, marba ani leila yontav achron, sheyesh simcha lefonav. I mar b'Shmini Atzeres because the day before Shmini Atzeres Hashanah Rabbah, there was also a mitzvah of Simcha Shivas Yomim. U'moitzi ani leila yontav arishon. I use the ach to be mamay at the first night of Sukkot. Why she'ein simcha lefonav? Because erev yontav, there was no simcha. So there's two ways to understand what the Gemara is saying here. One way, b'pashtus, is that what's a bigger chiddush? Is it a bigger chiddush that the simcha of the Shivas Yomim to extend it further, or is it a bigger simcha? Is it a bigger chiddush to say that the simcha that you have, let's do it before the time? The Gemara Nemzon, the smaller chiddush is to extend it, to keep it going, but to advance it ahead of time, that's a bigger chiddush. And we always take the fasta b'mruv light the fasta. We don't take the big chiddush, we take the smaller chiddush, and that's why Shmini Atzeres is the smaller chiddush. The Sefer Hamik Brocha brings down for Reb Chaim Brisker that he learned it differently. He learned that Einachanami, we've been learning this whole sugi, that you don't need zvicha b'shas achila, right? If I'm going to bring it Shmini Atzeres, I'm going to have to be makir of the korban Hoshana Rabbah. If I'm going to bring it Sukkot at night, I'm going to have to be makir of the korban erev Sukkot. So even though I don't need them both together, the zvich of the korban and the achila, but at least let me have the zvicha in a time of simcha. By Shmini Atzeres, even though I'm not Zaveyach it right when I'm eating it, but I'll be Zaveyach it at least in Aishana Rabbah, which is also Zman Simcha. Masha Ankin, if it's going to be Sukkot at night, the first night of Sukkot, when are you Zaveyach? Erev Sukkot. Erev Sukkot is not Zman Simcha. So Memelo, that the Gemara understands, it's better to say that you're going to do it on Aishana Rabbah for Shmini Atzeres than Erev Yontif for the first night of Sukkot. Now here, the Maratz Chiyus brings down, and I had this chus to say the daf in, as you all remember, on Psachim Ayin Aleph as well. And I quoted over there, the Maratz Chiyus here on this Gemara in Memches in Sukkah. The Maratz Chiyus brings down from Hagoyin Rab Elior, the Vilner Goyin, a famous pshat over here. The Maratz Chiyus, I don't have it in front of me, but something to the effect, I think he says, Makshim Oilam. The Oilam asks a question. It says, Vayisa'ach Sameach, L'rabbois Leliyantav Achren. What do you mean, L'rabbis? We know Ach is always a Miyad. How could Ach over here be a Ribui? So, and for the Vilner Goyin, that it's a Miyad, and from the Miyad you get a Ribui. How? Because since the 7 days of Sukkot have many mitzvahs, we know Sukkot is full of mitzvahs. You have Nisach HaMayim, you have the Dal Minim, you have the Sukkah, you have Simcha. And then when you come to Shmini Atzeres, everything falls away. The only thing that you have left is Simcha. Vayisa Ach Sameach. It's a Miyad that you only have Simcha, nothing else. But that Miyad itself indicates a Ribui that at least you have Simcha on Shmini Atzeres. That's the Kasha and the Teretz that the Maratz Chiyus here brings down. So I had this question, and I found it in a sefer, which is called Moor. It's a sefer about the Vilner Goyen, and the name of the sefer is Hamor Hagadol, the great light, the Vilner Goyen. And in that sefer, he asks a simple question: the way we learned the sugya, the Vilner Goyen's kasha doesn't start. Because the ribui, as Rashi said in Psachim, and Rashi over here all says, is not from the word ach. Rashi over here says, the high sameach lamayasa. The ribui is not from ach at all, it's from sameach. As Rashi says in Psachim clearly, it's a kroy yisera. We already had the psukim which told us, chagasukis tascha shivas yom, visamachta b'chagecha, and then it repeats it, shivas yom tachag l'sham l'kecha v'yisach sameach. What do you need, the yitura, the kroy? From that I learn out, l'rabois leila yontava achrin. What do I use the ach for? Chileik. The ach is telling me that I'm not marbid the yontav rishon. So the gra's kasha doesn't begin. So the gra didn't know the Rashi and what's the makshim oilam. So therefore, I saw in this Sefer Amor HaGadol, he wants to say in the Hagois, that the Vilner Goyen was trying to understand the Pasuk without the drush of Chazal, that it's Mechalek, it's Memayet, the Yont of Rishon. How would you learn the Pasuk without that drush? So the Vilner Goyen says that you still could have a good pshat in the Pasuk, because the Ach is Memayet, all those other mitzvahs of Sukkot, which don't apply Shmini Atzeres. I just want to point out that if this is the correct pshat in the Goyen, then it's not the way the Olam says it. The Olam says, I have a miyut, and from the miyut I learn out a ribui, because if I'm Memayet all the other mitzvahs, I'm left with the ribui of Shmini Atzeres at night, according to the way we're learning that, no, the ribui is independent from Kroy Yisera. What do I do with the Ach without the drush that the Gemara goes through? The Gemara says that's Memayet all the other mitzvahs. So it's different than the way the Olam normally says this famous Gemara over. Let us continue with the next Mishnah. The second Mishnah on our Amid goes back to Mem Beis Amid Beis, where the Mishnah over there said that Sukkah is Shiva, says the Mishnah. Sukkah is Shiva Ketzad. How does one perform the mitzvah of Sukkah 7 days? Gomar Melechol, if he finished eating on Hoshana Rabbah, Lo Yatir Sukkah, he should not take apart his Sukkah. As Rashi explains, because he still has to eat there, he may want to eat there another meal. He's going to sleep in the sukkah. He's going to learn, so he still needs a sukkah. Now, this Mishnah, Bepashtus is speaking about in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. So, what does he do? He doesn't break apart his sukkah. He brings down, Rashi earlier in the Besechta told us they used to make the sukkahs on top of the roof, so therefore it's bringing it down into his house. What does he bring down? He brings down the kalim. As we learned earlier in the Besechta, you're supposed to bring your good, beautiful kalim and your various covers, bedspreads and that, you should bring up to the sukkah. So now, when it comes the seventh day, you bring it, the Ritva says it's from Mincha Ketana, 2.5 shor's money is before night. You bring it down to the house. So this shows, as Rashi explains, that you're being mechen for the suda that you're going to eat tonight in your house. Again, this is Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to be sitting in a sukkah al tzveikah d'yoma like we do in Chutz Lards. You know kviya d'yarch, you know exactly when sukkah is. So you have no need for the sukkah anymore. You just have to use the sukkah till the last possible moment on Hashanah Rabbah. But once you've done that, you bring your kalim down from Mincha Lamala to prepare for the suda at night, which you're going to eat in your house. Afraid the Gemara ain't like kalim laharit. Now, what happens if you don't have any kalim to bring down to your sukkah? What do you do then? So the Gemara right away says, I don't understand your question. Ain't like kalim? He doesn't have any kalim. Elaki yishtamish b'may yishtamish. What was he using? Plasticware? They didn't have it then. I mean, throwaway dishes. He had kalim in the sukkah. Those kalim he should bring down. What was he using during sukkahs? So the Gemara says you have to learn differently. Ela ain loy makom laharit kalim mahu. He was ejected from his house, let's say. He doesn't have a place to bring the kalim to. What does he do? What's the problem? The problem is that we get into Baal Toysef. If he's going to have to sit in the sukkah, live in the sukkah, because he doesn't have a home, he's a homeless, he doesn't have a home to go to, so then there'll be an issue of Baal Toysef. Now, if we're speaking about Eretz Yisrael, soon we're going to see in the Gemara there's a certain din for Eretz Yisrael and a certain din for Bavel. If we're going that the Mishnah is speaking about Eretz Yisrael, so he for sure doesn't have a mitzvah, mid-raisa or mid-rabbanan, to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because he knows exactly when sukkah started and when sukkah ends. So if he's going to stay in the sukkah, will he be over Baal Toysef? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned this before, in Daf Chav Ches, that Shaloi B'Shas Mitzvah, you're only over on Baal Toysef if you have Kavanah. Does he have Kavanah on the eighth day to sit in the sukkah for a mitzvah? He doesn't. He's only sitting there because he doesn't have a home. He's not sitting there for the mitzvah. So he would not be over on Baal Toysef. So what's the Gemara's question? Mahu. The Rishonim explained, the question is, because there's a, there, it looks like, Baal Taisiv. It's a Marsa Ayin of Baal Taisiv. There's two inyanim that we have to deal with in these dafim that we've been learning. One is the actual Isser of Baal Taisiv, and one is a Marsa Ayin of Baal Taisiv. So the Gemara says here, if the guy is going to stay in his sukkah on the eighth day, it will at least give the appearance of Baal Taisiv. What does he do about that? To show everybody that we know he's in his heart, he's not. But he shouldn't even give the impression that he's perhaps doing it for a mitzvah. What does he do? That's the Gemara's question. So Rab Chiya bar Rav, or as it says here in the Misaras HaShatz, Rab Chiya bar Ashi Omar, Poiches bo Arbo. He takes away four tfachim of schach, and he makes the air there, he takes away, removes the schach, and he sits there, and he postles, Rashi uses the word, upoisla. He's actually going to postle the sukkah in this way. You have nowhere to go, stay in the sukkah, but show everybody not doing the mitzvah of sukkah by taking away four tvachim. Tosfos asks on Rashi, Divrei HaMaschil, Poiches, the second Tosfos on the Amid, he asks, what do you need four? We learned in the Masechta before that three tvachim by air already pasels. So the Run answers on Rashi, there's two terutz. And one terutz is that Ein Echanami, air passes by three, but here where he's trying to show everybody that he's not staying for the mitzvah, it shouldn't even give the impression of Baal Taisiv. He has to even do more. He has to have a Mokum Choshev, which we find in Masechta Shabbos and Erev, and a Mokum Choshev is four tvachim. So that will demonstrate to everybody that he's not trying to do a mitzvah in the sukkah. Or the Rishonim say that perhaps it means he opens up the sukkah and four tvachim and puts in schach posel. And schach posel posels, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, with four tvachim. Now the Run also speaks out, this eitz of four tvachim is only by sukkah katana, which is exactly 7x7. But if you have a bigger sukkah, you'll have to take off enough of the schach to pasul the sukkah. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Madlik Boas in there. What you should do to stop the impression of Baal Taisiv is to be Madlik in there. We learned earlier in the Masechta, Daf Chav Tes, Rashi brings it down. Shraga besukkah ktana labar mimetal ota. That a light is lit in a small little sukkah of 7x7 outside the sukkah. And there's two reasons in the Rishonim. And one reason is because we're worried the Rabbanim made Gzeira, maybe the sukkah will burn down. It'll have no sukkah. Danger. So they said you shouldn't light a candelabra in such a small sukkah. Or the second reason is because such a candelabra in such a small sukkah will take away from the dimensions of the sukkah, and in fact you won't have enough of a shear of a sukkah to dwell there. So if you do that, memela you're showing that you're only in the sukkah because you have no house to go to, you're not doing it for a shame, it's a sukkah. So the Gemara asks, you told me in one place that poiches bo arbo, and the other place it says madlik bo it's in there, is that a machloikis? Well, I plead no machloikis. Holon, that's for us in Bavel, v'holahu, and that's for them in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi explains. Let's see the Rashi inside because it's a difficult Rashi. It's approximately 10 lines down from where it gets wide. Holon libnei bavel shashmini shalom safik shvi deloy kim lubekvi diyarcha madlik basaner v'loyif chesen of yivselena lefisha tzorach leishiv ba mochor. On the seventh day of Hashanah Rabbah in Bavel, I can't do the eitzah which they do in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have a problem on the eighth day of living there, right? But in Chutz Laaretz, we learned that you have to live in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres as well. So therefore, I don't have an eitzah to be poches the schach and pasul the sukkah because I have to live there. Therefore, I madlik a shraga. What is difficult about this Rashi is the Rif and the Rush ask a number of questions on Rashi. One question is that we learned yesterday in the Shir from the Rashba, and this seems to be muskin by all the Rishonim, the Rashba and Rashana Daf Tez Zayin, I believe yesterday I said it's Tez Vav, it's Tez Zayin, the Rashba says that you're not Oiver Baal Taisiv if the Rabbanan told you to do something. You're only over Baal Taisiv if you do it on your own volition. If the Chachamim tell you, you're not over. So, Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, Bisman, when there was Mekadesh al pi Riyah, and the people didn't find out about it in Bavel, so I have to keep, the Rabbanan told me, Ms. Suffolk, you have to be Machmer. And even after Hil HaSheni was Kaveh the calendar, we have to treat it like a Suffolk, the Minig of Aseinu Biyadenu. So therefore, the Rabbanan are telling us there's no Baal Tosef. So what is Rashi saying over here? He has to do an act to show that's not Baal Tosef. In Eretz Yisrael for the eighth day, there is a question of Mechsi, it looks like Baal Tosef. In Chutz Loritz on the eighth day, the Chachamim told me I must sit there. Yesuvi Yasvinin, we have to sit there. What's the Mechsi? And if there is a Mechsi, what is it Tolly that he doesn't have a house to go to? Then you should have to do that Mechsi even if you had a house to go to. Therefore, they learn that it's not speaking about for Shemini Atzeres. It's speaking about for Simchas Torah. Ah, now it works out very well. The eighth day in Chutz Loritz, I don't have a problem at all with Baal Tosef, because the Chachamim told me to sit there. The ninth day already, the Chachamim didn't tell me to sit there. Why am I sitting there? I don't have a home to go to. But in that case already, it's Mechsi ke Baal Tosef. I don't have the Eitzah of Eretz Yisrael of taking away four Tvachim because I had to sit there with a valid Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Chachamim told me to sit there. I can't destroy the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres for Simchas Torah. I'll be Mechalel Yontiv. I'm not allowed to do that. Therefore, my only Eitzah in Chutz Loritz and Bavel is to light a candle, to light in this candelabra, and that will show that it will possible the Sukkah in that way for the ninth day. Continues the Gemara. That's good. What I have an eitz in a small sukkah. What do you do in a big sukkah where in a big sukkah you are allowed to put a candelabra in a sukkah? It doesn't take away from the shear. It's a huge sukkah. So I have a shear. And also it is not a danger of a fire in a big sukkah. So how do I indicate I'm not doing the mitzvah in a big sukkah? The ma'al bo mani michla. I bring up the pots that I cooked in, which I'm not allowed to normally bring into a sukkah. I leave dirty dishes in the sukkah, which I'm not allowed to normally leave in a sukkah. The Amar Rava, Rava said, mani michla, dishes of food, barm and metallos. So you're supposed to leave outside the sukkah. Mani mishtayu, but drinking cups, that you're allowed to leave metallos, because it's not disgusting to leave drinking cups there, even if they were used drinking cups. So therefore, this is what I'll do to show that I won't be, that I'm not doing it for a mitzvah, and there's no problem about Tyson. The Rif adds one word to our sugya, and that is, he says, mani michla u mifsala. He puts in the word, he says, and you pasul the sukkah. And similar to what Rashi said concerning the four tvachim, poisla, Rashi says. So the Ravid learns in the Rif that if you have dirty dishes in a sukkah, it actually passes it. Other Rishonim say it's like the word nifsal me'achilas kelev. It's not posla, it means it's like unfitting, but it's not mamish posla. So this machlaikis Rishonim here in the Rif is a big thing, nagei lemaisa. If a person has pots in a sukkah or dirty dishes in a sukkah, is he actually pasling the sukkah or not? Can he make a leish of a sukkah? The Mishnah Berurah comes out that ain't a chanami. If a person has dirty pots in a sukkah, we have to be choishes for shittas arrive at here in the Rif and say that perhaps he's pasling the sukkah by doing that. And the Meili should not make a leish of a sukkah when he has such dirty kalim in the sukkah. Continues the third and final mission on our Amid. Nisach HaMayim, this is again referring back to the mission of Membeis and Mebeis, that we said Nisach HaMayim takes place during only the 7 days of Sukkot and not on Shmini Atzeres, Ketzad. How did they do this mitzvah? So Lucha Shelzov, there was a golden flask, Machazek Shloisha Lugim, it held in it three Lugim, as Rashi brings down, this is the smallest of the Nisachim, which is a Revi'a Sahin. And Revi'is Ahin, Ahin has 12 lugim. A quarter of 12 is 3. So that's why this small flask for Nisuch HaMayim held the minimum shear of Shloisha lugim. He used to fill that up from the Shiloh. Rashi says this was a spring which was outside the old city of Yerushalayim. Higiu l'Shar HaMayim, they came through to Shar HaMayim. Rashi says this was a gate which was to the southern part of the Azorah, and it was specially named Shar HaMayim because they're going to bring in the water which they're going to use in Shafta Mayim B'Sosayim, that this is how you bring the water in, and that's why it was called Shar HaMayim. Taku v'riu v'taku. As here Rashi says, the pasuk of Shafta Mayim B'Sosayim, you have to do it with joy. Part of the joy is blowing these tekiyas and teruas on the musical instruments to show the sasoin associated with Nisach HaMayim. Ola Bakevesh, the Kohen would go up the ramp, which was to the southern part of the Mizbeach, and the southern part of the Beis HaMikdash, Upanu L'Smoili. Normally, called Pinush at the point of Lo Yehu El Yamin. You should always go to the right. But here, he went to the left because the Safolim that we're going to learn about, the two bowls, one for water and one for wine, were at the southwestern part of the Mizbeach. Shnei Safolim Shal Kesef HaYisham. There were two bowls of silver there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shal Sidhoy. They weren't from silver. They were made out of plaster. Elishayim Shachar Pnei Ayayin. Once you put wine into plaster, it gets darkened, and then it looks like a tarnished silver that has a dark color, but it really wasn't silver. He argues, and he says it was made out of sit. Tysus, the bottom Tysus, Shnei Safolim, asks, L'chay Ramalim B'Kaydesh V'loy Maridin. We learned in Masechta Menachos that by the Lechem Aponim, there was a silver pedestal outside of the Heichal, which you would put the Lechem Aponim on when you went in. There was a gold one when you came out. Why was there a gold one? Because once it went onto the Shulchan, at the end of the week when you took the Lechem Aponim, it's on a gold keli, Shulchan. So if you're going to bring it out to a silver one, it'll be Ma'am B'Kaydish, V'loy Maridin. We don't go down with Kedusha. How could he take from a silver bowl and pour it? The Ka'an Rabbi Yehuda, it's a tremendous kasha. It was plaster. But even according to Chachamim, he originally took it from what? A golden flask. And then he pours it into the safolim, which are made of kesef. I, Ma'am, because I'm reading Tysus answers that the safolim were cemented into the Mizbeach. Memela, they were a chelik of the Mizbeach. And Lamarshal Tysus says, the Shnei Bezichen of Levoina, which was on the Shulchan, which was also from gold, that was poured, that was sacrificed on the Mizbeach, and so the Chayra, you're going from Ma'am B'Kadosh Olam Maridin, but it's a chelik of the Mizbeach, so there was no problem of Ma'am B'Kadosh. The same thing over here, the Safolim were part of the Mizbeach, and they were permitted to be put on, and there's no problem of Ma'am B'Kadosh Olam Maridin. Continues the Mishnah, U'Menukavim. These Safolim had holes in them, as we turn to Daf Memches Amad Beis. Kemin shnei choit medakav. They had like two nostrils. Rashi says that it was like a nose. Choitim is a nose, and it was like a spout on the side of the bowl. And the Ritva explains that you would move you would move it. That the wine and the water should pour out, and then it would pour onto the Mizbeach. From there, it would go into a hole in the Mizbeach, two holes, one for the water, one for the wine, and then it would go down to the Shisin, which were deep cavities underneath the Mizbeach. Tosfos here, the first Tosfos, the fourth wide line on top says, Zu Tema Gedayla. This Rashi is unbelievable. Menayin like Kolaisa Inyan. How does Rashi know this whole scenario? That first he put it in the Safol with a nose, and then he tilted it over and it ran on the Mizbeach, and it went to the hole and into the sheet, and Rashi makes up a whole thing. Tosfos says, push it. There was no nose. There were two holes, and it wasn't on the side, it was at the bottom. He poured the wine and the water into the sepho. At the bottom, there's a hole. That hole was lined up with a hole in the Mizbeach, and there it went into the cavity of the Shisin. And so Tosfos argues in Rashi how exactly this chaitim was. It wasn't a nose, it was a hole like a hole of a nostril. They were thin. It says ve'echod, and the Besar Shas says echod. Echod me'uva, one of them was thick, ve'echodak, one of them was thin. The wine one was thin, and the wine one was thick,
And the water one was thin. We know the viscosity of wine is more than water. And kadesh yushneim kolim b'vasachas. When they ran down in the holes, they would come out at the same time. How do I get water and wine to come out at the same time? Teretz is because I make the wine hole thicker and I make the water one thinner, and the mela they'll both come out at the same time. Ma'aravi shamayim, the one that was the western one, which was closer to the ulam and the kodesh hakodashim, to that side of the Beis HaMikdash, that was of water. Mizrachai, the one that was to the right, closer to the Azara, that, and to the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, that one was Shel Yayin, of wine. What happens if Ir Shamayim Lotar Shel Yayin, Shel Yayin Lotar Shamayim? What happens if he mixed up and he put wine into water, water into wine? The halach is Yatzah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Buda says, he argues on the Tanakhama, Rashi explains in two ways. Belug, Hoye Menasseh Kol Shmoyin, we had this Gemara yesterday, that he didn't have three lugin of yayin, of water. He only had one lug, and the Mishnah, on Membeis Amabeis, the Tanakhama held it was only done 7 days Nisachamayim. He argues on that also, Kol Shmoyin was done Shmini Atzeres as well. Now comes this Gemara, Ulu Menasech, Omer Loi, Hag Beyotk. We tell the Menasech, lift up your hands. Why? Shepam Echod Nasa Echod Al Gabi Ragav. And I said, don't do it under, but near your feet, near the Mizbeach. We're not going to be able to see what you're doing, because there was once a Min, and they say that this was Alexander Yanai, and he was a stuki. He didn't believe in this chamayim, which is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. He only believed in Torah Shebiksav. So what did he do? He poured it out. He looked like he was pouring it in the hole, and really he poured it out on his feet. And when the people saw that, v'ragmu kolom v'esregein, all the people started pelting him with their esregim. I once was in Eretz Yisrael, a chol hamoed sukkos, and there was some dispute with the religious minister, and actually there were people who were mekayim this gemara, and there were signs up that ragmu kol ambes regein. But it was in the time of the gemara, it wasn't just a sroigim. If you look at the bottom line of Rashi on this amud, the first word on the line, Rashi says avonim shezarku boy. They actually threw stones, and the Aruch HaNer brings down from the Yerushalmi that they had a good aim. And they hit him, and because he was an apikiris, based on a Rambam, they actually killed him, according to this Rishami. So therefore, to prevent that a kohen who was a tzduki would do this again, he was told to pour it where we could see that the water is actually going into the sefel. Whatever you did on weekdays, you would do the same thing on Shabbos. The only problem is, how could we bring it from the Shiloach? We're going to have a problem of hoitzah. Elo shayim amalim erev Shabbos. He had to prepare it on erev Shabbos. What did he prepare? Chavish al zov, not a flask like we learned in the Mishnah, but a barrel of gold. And then once he would bring the barrel of gold into the lishka, as we'll soon see, then the rest of the seder was exactly the way it was in the weekday. So this Chavish HaZov had to be a special one, She'enim HaKadeshes. It wasn't holy. Rashi brings down the Gemara Numa, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, Kol HaKelim She'osa Moshe Mishichosa Mikad She'osa. Moshe was Mikadeshed with Mishicha of the Shemen HaMishcha. Mikan Ve'elach future generations, Avoy Dosen Mechan Chosen. Then the Avoyda was Mechanech, but this Chavish was never Nischanech. It didn't have Kedusha of Kli Shoris. Why is that important? Because since they had to bring it on Friday, it would have to stay in the Beis HaMikdash overnight. There would be a problem of Lina. That's only a problem if it's a Kli Shoris. So this was never Nischanech to be used as a Keli in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, there was no problem of Lina. They would take it from the Shaloyach. We put it into an office over there in the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if Nishbicha, if it got spilled out, or Nizgalsa, or it was revealed, it wasn't covered, and we're going to see that if it's not covered, you can't use it. Then what did he do? He would fill up the water from the kiyor. And why did he have to do it from the kior? Shayayin, vahamayin, megulin, psulin, legabi mizbech. Why is megulin no good? Because wine or water that's left over is pasul. Rashi explains because we're worried that a nachash would put his poison into the water, and then if
he will be memayit through that three lugin of pure water. Memayli, you'll be missing a shear. The Gemara will tell us another reason, but Rashi, at least in the Havamina, is learning the Mishnah that the reason is because you'll be missing the shear of water, and therefore Megillah is possible. So you use the kir. Now the kir had two advantages. The number, and as we've learned before, that there was a mechanism whereby they would put the kir into a well, and therefore the kir was, the water that was in the kir was attached to the well, so there was not a problem that's like connected to the ground, and then there's no problem of lina. So Mela, our first issue of lina is not a problem if you're using water from the kir. The problem of megula is not a problem because it was mechusa. The kir was mechusa. The only thing is, Rabbi Akiva Eger Asakasha, that we learned that you have to bring it from the shaloach. The shaloach is what? Is a mayon. A mine is a spring. This was not a spring. This was a well over there. So how is it good? So the Sefer Cheshek Shloime brings rayas that the obligation to take it from the Shiloach is only a lechatchila. But b'rievid, like in our case, we had no Eitzah, it got spilled out, or it was Nizgalu, which is possible, so the only Eitzah was to take it from the Kir. Begins the Gemara. Menohani Mili, how do we know this? Machloik is Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says Menohani Mili means, how do you know Toikin umariyin v'toikin, that you have to do it b'simcha? On that, the Gemara answers, Amar Avinad Amar Kro, Shaftamayim b'sasayin, you have to do it sasayin. And Taisus, we have a v'goymer. The pasuk continues. So Tosfos says the real limit is from the end of the pasuk. Who shaft the mind resource and me mind ne'a Yeshua. Tosfos says the menani mili is, how do you know, like we just learned, that at least lechatchila you have to take from the mea shiloah. Teretz is, it says me mind ne'a Yeshua, from a mayan. Now comes a very famous Gemara, which is a very cryptic and enigmatic Gemara, and I saw in the same Sefer, Hamorah Gadol, he brings down that the Mechutin of the Gra asked the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, to tell him Pshat in this Gemara. And the Gra said, I had a fast 40 days, and then only a Malach told me Pshat in this Gemara. You, my Tyra Mechutin, I'm not a Malach, and you didn't fast 40 days, I can't tell you. The problem I have with this story that I saw in Hamorah Gadol, if anybody has a teretz, please let me know, is that the Gra himself wrote in the Pirush al Kama Agadais, which also explains the mysterious stories of Rabbi Baruch Hanna in Bava Basra, which Rabbi Feldman, the Rashiv of Neri Yisrael, wrote the book, The Juggler and the King, the English translation of that Gra. The Gra in that Sefer writes Pshat al Pi Kabbalah in this next Gemara, and also the Chas and Chuvas Amudei Or brings down that the Gra said a whole Pshat that this next Gemara is based on Esav and Yishmael. So if he wrote it down, why didn't he tell his Mechutin? I don't know. Continues the Gemara. Hani Treimini. There were these two apikursim. Chad Shmei Sosan v'chad Shmei Simcha. One's name was Sosan and one's name was Simcha. Omalei Sosan l'Simcha. Sosan said to Simcha, I know Adif Nemenach. I'm better than you. I'll prove it to you. And the Marsha says this was the way of apikursim who didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim. They were apikursim, but yet they would try to bring proofs from Torah to their opinions. Dechsiv, it says, Sosan v'Simcha yasigu, that they will reach Sosan and Simcha. What is put first? Sosan. You see, I'm better than you. Amalei Simcha l'Sosan. Simcha said back to Sosan, I'm not Adif Nemenach. I'm better than you. Dechsiv, Simcha v'Sosan l'Yudim. It says in Megillas Esther, there was Simcha and Sosan l'Yudim. You see, Simcha is put first. Amalei Sosan l'Simcha. Sosan said to Simcha, Chad Yoyma, one day Shavkucha, they are going to remove you from your status. V'Shavyucha Parvanka, they're going to make you a scout, a runner. Dechsiv, like we have Kraina di Garta Iu Lahavi Parvanka by Pinchas there. The word Parvanka is you'll be a scout. As Rashi says, you're going to look for ways to travel and you're going to look for ways to cross rivers. Dechsiv, ki besimcha seitzeyu. They're going to go out using Simcha as the scout. Armalei Simcha l'sasen, Simcha set to sasen. Chad yoyme shavkucha, they're also going to demote you. Umal l'b'chomaya, you're going to become a water drawer. Someone who draws water from the river. Dechsiv, ushaf demayim b'sasen. We're going to use sasen to be
I'll be a scout, but you'll have a worse job than me. You're going to be a drawer of water.
The min whose name was Sosn said to Ravua, "Asidisu detmalli mayim la'amadasi."
In the future world, which he didn't believe in, but he was trying to make fun of the chachamim, he said, "You're going to fill up water for me." Dechsev ushaf demayim besosn. Amalei, so Ravua said to him, "Iaviksev lisosn kedukamre." If it would say to sosn, you would be right. Hash the dechsev bisosn. But now that it says with sosn, so you know what's going to happen. Mashchedahu gavra, mashvinalei guda. You're going to die. And as the Marshal explains, you don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, so you're not going to be around then. He points out that in the Gemara before, they said, you're going to be a water carrier, a drawer of water. Why didn't he say the same thing to him? Here he tells him, we're going to take your skin from your dead body, we're going to make a jug, a canteen of water, umalim and beimaya, we're going to fill it up with water. So why did he say that? Why didn't he say what the Gemara said before, that you're going to be yourself the water, shaftemayin, bisosain, you sosain are going to be draw water for us, not lisosain. Teret says the Gemara before, where it was a discussion between the two apikursim, They were speaking about Olam Hazeh. They didn't believe in Olam Haba. So therefore, he said to him, "Mishaftemayim b'sasayin, you yourself will be a water drawer." But Rabbi Avua said, "I know you don't believe in Tchias HaMesim. You're speaking about Alma Da'asa, and Alma Da'asa, you're not going to be around. So what is the pshat Mishaftemayim b'sasayin? It's not that you're going to be the water drawer. It's the pshat that we will draw water using the skin of your body that will be the jug." Now, the Marsha says over here, this whole Gemara is brought to show how ridiculous what the Apikursim say. Each one tries to bring from the Torah his viewpoint. They find contradictions. That means they're both wrong. But the Sefer Ne'ois HaDesha, which brings down from the Avnei Nezer and the Shemi Shmuel, his son, the Sachet Shaver, he says, why would the Gemara just come to tell us how ridiculous the Apikursim were saying? I heard Grad a nice pshat, Rabbi Rakowski Shlita again said, that this Gemara is teaching you why you should never listen to anything an Apikursim has to say about anything. Why? Because deep down, everything they're saying is narcissistic, is self-centered. What did they bring awry? How were they explaining pshat in the Pasuk? I'm better than you. The other one said, no, I'll bring you a pasuk. I'm better than you. Their whole look at Torah is, what can I see in Torah that benefits me? Memela, their whole interpretation, if that's what you're basing your philosophy on, it's going to be a faulted philosophy. And that's why the Gemara wanted to bring this down. But the Sachet Shaver brings from the Avnei Nezer, and he says his own pshat beautifully, that this is a limit for us. We need the milas of both sasan and simcha. The mila, he says, simcha is a steady, daily occurrence of joy, of doing whatever you have to do and getting your simcha. Sasan is sasan noichi alimra secha kemoitzi shalarav. You found a metziah. A metziah, you're ecstatic. You have like a high for the moment. So each one has a mila and each one has a chesaron. The mila of sasan is that you have a sudden burst of simcha, but it was here one day, it's gone the next day. The mila of simcha is it's sustained, it stays from day to day. The chesaron is that you never get as powerful as you do by sasan. So the Gemara is trying to tell you a yid needs both. He needs sasan and simcha. The simcha makes it able for him to ignite into sasan. The sasan helps sustain the simcha. But the min said to Rabbi Avua that Ushaf the mind of sasan said Rabbi Avua to the min, if it would say lisasan, you have it all wrong. You think that sasan says the Avnei Nezer, beautiful pshat. You think that the purpose of life is joy and happiness. If it would say Ushaftamim, lisasain, you'd be right. It doesn't say that. It says bisasain. And as imagine having a jug without water in it. You can have the most beautiful jug in the world. The person will die of thirst. The purpose of simcha and sasan is the mayim, ein mayim ela taira. Taira mitzvahs have to be done with simcha. Ushaftamim. The purpose of simcha is, and sasan, both of them
are for the Mayim, which is Torah. So we don't know the Kabbalah of the Vilna Gaon, but at least we have this beautiful pshat from the Avnei Nezer and his son, the Shem Yishmul. Continues the Gemara. Olo Bakevish, the Kohen went up on the ramp. Upon the small, he went to the left. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a brisa. Kolo, Eilun Mizbeach, Eilun Derech Yemin. Everybody goes up to the Mizbeach, goes on the right. Because Kol Pinashat, the Pine Loye, El Yemin. Umakifin, Vyardin, Derech Small. They go counterclockwise and they come back. They're going all the way to the right, 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 until they come back to the ramp from which they started. Going around the Homizbeach, which Rashi says was over 100 Amis to circle the entire Mizbeach. Chutz, except mina oilo l'shloisha dvorim halolu, except from the one who goes up for three different purposes, and we'll soon see what these three purposes are. Sheoil and derech small, they go up on the left because they have to. The choishin al akev, they go back by their heel, which means they make a U-turn. The way their heel was going up, that's how it goes down. In other words, they go to their left, they go to the southwestern part of the Mizbeach, but they don't go to the right as one normally does, neither do they go to the left all the way around, they go sharp left right away when they come up to Kevesh, and then they make a U-turn and go down. Now, what are the three things? Ve'elohen nisach hamayim. Why? Because it was on the southwest corner. Ve'nisach hayayin, it was on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Why don't they go counterclockwise to get to the southwest corner? The answer is the Mizbeach is full of smoke because of the karbanis. The smoke could affect the water and the yayin. Then you wouldn't be able to use the yayin or the mayim. So they had to go right away to the southwest. Why don't they go, after they put the nisach hamayim on the southwest corner, why don't they go clockwise around the Mizbeach? Why do they make a U-turn? The answer is, Rashi says, they already had to go to the left because of the problem of the smoke. But as much as we can limit the going to the left, that's what we do. If we would tell him to go clockwise, it means we're telling him to continue in a left direction when he should have been going to the right all the way through. So that's why he makes a U-turn and comes right off. The final thing that he has to do going to the left is oilus oif kisharips of b'mizrach. As Rashi explains, that the moira v'noitza, the crop and the feathers of a bird, oilus oif, a bird korban, had to be thrown in the makam beis hadeshen. Where was the beis hadeshen? It was the east side of the mizbeach, three tvachim away it was the east side of the kevesh, three tvachim away, and it was 20 amis away from the mizbeach itself. So, normally one would go to the southeast corner, make the malika on the bird, and then throw the Moira v'noitza to the Beis Hadeshen. But in case, if it's Ravsa, if there were a lot of people, a lot of Kohanim were doing that, there was no place, then they would go to the southwestern corner, and from there they would throw the Moira and the Noitza. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Elishai Mashchirit, the two bulls got black. As Rabbi Yehuda says, really they were made out of plaster. They were not silver. They just looked tarnished like silver because the wine made them look that way. Bishlam the yayin mashchir. I understand the one sefel of yayin got black. Aber the maya mai mashchir. Why should the one of water, which is clear, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's made out of plaster, why did it become tarnished like silver? The answer is kivin d'amar mar. Since we learned irishomayim l'tarshol yayin, vishayayin l'tarshomayim, we learned in our Mishnah that if by mistake you poured from one to the other, yatsa. So this sometimes apparently happened. This mistake. He would would mix up the east and the western sefel. So shalmayim asil ashchuri, it comes out even the one of water because of these mistakes. The wine was accidentally poured down there. It would also become dark, but really was made according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita out of plaster. Continues the Mishnah, menukavim kamin beis chaitman. It had holes in it like two nostrils. Lema mestis Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Should we say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanan? It's none. We learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, belug haymanasa koshmayna, that he used to use only
one lug of water, not three. And he used to use it 8 days of, including Shmini Atzeres, not just the 7 days of Sukkah. Why do we think it's going like Rabbi Yehuda? Di Rabbanan, if it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, ki adarim ninu. Both the water and the wine are three lugim, so why did he have to have one thick one and one thin hole? He could have had them equal. Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they had to come down at the same time, and one was three lugin and one was one lug, so I had to make the three lugin thicker and the one lug thinner so they should come out at the same time. But according to Rabbanan, they're both three lugin of wine and three lugin of mayim. Why did I have to do this? The more answers, no proof it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. I feel it, Rabbanan, even if it's going like Rabbanan, chamra samech, maya kolish. Wine is thick and water is thin. And it makes more sense that this din in the Mishnah was said according to the Rabbanan and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, if it would be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, racha v'katzer islay. We found that Rabbi Yehuda used a different terminology. He used the terminology of racha and katzer and not like we have in the Mishnah, mu'uva and duck. And as Rashi explains, the difference between mu'uva and duck, thick and thin, is less than the difference between wide and narrow, racha v'katzer. Rabbi Yehuda, who has three and one lugin, he needs a bigger differential between the wider one and the more narrower one. Because he has to get three lugin down of wine at the same time as one lug of water. Masha Enkein, if it's three lugin according to the Chachamim of both, then they're the same amount. One has a little more viscosity than the other. So you have to make one a little bigger than the other, but not a wide difference. The Sanya we learned in a Brice, Rabbi Yudaimer, Shnei Kashvoy Soyisham, there were two Kalim, Echad Shamayim v'Echad Shayayin, one for water, one for wine. Shayayin Pia Rochav, he doesn't use the word Me'uva, he used wide. Shalmayim of water, Pia Kotzer was narrow. Kadesh Yushneim Kolim Bavas Achaz. They should both end at the same time. Shema Minoah. So we see, in fact, that Rabbi Yehuda's terminology is Rachav and Kotzer. Our Mishnah uses the terminology of Mu'ov and Dak. Therefore, our Mishnah is going like the Chachamim. And because of the difference in viscosity, therefore, one had to be thick and thin. But it didn't have to be as big a difference of Rachav and Kotzer as needed by Rabbi Yehuda.